And I know some people got a problem with some of these women married to white men. Yeah, I'm going to go there this morning. Oh, my God. Well, look, I don't know their situation, but this is what I do know. Some of them, a lot of them are dark-skinned black women, and some Negroes got a problem seeing the beauty in dark-skinned black women. Don't you be mad because a white boy came along and saw what you threw away. I ain't saying that's everybody. I ain't saying that's everything. I'm not saying it's universal. But before you rag on them, understand the story. Some of these darker-skinned black women don't get no love. Could be at a place like Harvard, Princeton, and Yale, and the brothers dating all white women. Now, that's their choice if they want to do that, but look at the demonization of darkness. Look at the chocolate charm that's being overlooked. Look at, and we got everything in the book, vanilla vitality, caramel cuteness, chocolate charm, mocha magic. We got it all, bruh. And yet we overlook that, right? Because we think that the white man's water is wetter. And skin and flesh is sweeter and sexier. So don't be mad at black women who refusing to be by themselves if they wanted to be a partner, accepted the love and devotion of a white man who saw their value beyond their skin in a way that certain black men could, or saw the beauty and value in their skin, not transcending their darkness, inhabiting it in delicious fashion. But that's another story.